Today I'm with Gary Vaynerchuk, and he's from Wine Library TV, and we're doing an interview today about his new book and passion. So welcome, Gary.
Thanks for having me.
Great. Okay, so would you like, firstly, just to tell everyone who you are and describe yourself, really?
Sure. So I'm going to assume the far majority of people here don't know who I am. So my name's Gary Vaynerchuk. I was born in Belarus in the former Soviet Union, immigrated to the U.S. in 78. Serial entrepreneur, not the kind you eat, you know, just like lemonade stand, baseball cards. I was making thousands of dollars a weekend selling baseball cards when I was 13. Got involved in my family business when I was 15, a liquor store, Shoppers Discount Liquors, and rebranded it to Wine Library in my college years, and took over the family business in 1998. And renamed it to Wine Library. From 98 to 2005, I grew sales from a couple million dollars a year to 45, which is a big deal. I made everybody in my family very happy. And then in 2006, what's probably led to a lot of people, the few that do know me on this video, is a show called Wine Library TV, a show where I taste wine 5 days a week, three or four wines in front of me. Became really big here in the States. I'm actually going to the UK and taping the Paul O'Grady show. So it's made a lot of attention throughout the whole.
You enjoy that.
Well, I'm excited about it. I saw some clips on YouTube. I think it's going to be pretty radical. Anyway, in 2007, I started talking about business on GaryVaynerchuk.com, which really led to an explosion of my brand. You know, 850,000 followers on Twitter. I get tens, if not hundreds of thousands of views on my business videos. I've spoken at tons of conferences. I'm in the UK once every year to speak at FOA, Future of Web Apps, Personified, Carson stuff. And now I'm writing this book called Crush It, crushitbook.com, check it, because I really think that for $14 I have something to say and something that people can, you know, get out of it. And, you know, I like that I'm not full of baloney. You know, I've really used, there's a lot of social media experts out there that talk about making money but have never made money outside of talking about making money. And I think that separates me in a lot of ways.
Yeah,
and I think it's powerful, and I think it changes the dynamic a little bit. It doesn't come from the intellectual standpoint. It comes from, not that I'm a dummy, but maybe I am. It comes from actually feeling it. You know, it comes from this, you know, 15 hours a day, grinding, hustling, understanding that this new media is about listening and not talking. And that's been able to separate myself.
Wicked, thanks. All right, so you have the Crush It book, which is about cashing in on your passion, is that right? Do you want to just tell us a little bit more about the book?
Yeah.
And why people should check it out?
It's my thesis, right? It's my thesis on, hey, everything has changed. I mean, look what we're doing right now. Let me tell you something. If 10 years ago, you would go up to somebody, and 10 years is not a long time ago, and said, there's going to be a computer that's, you know, movable, that's connected to the internet, that's fast, there's going to be two little devices that are more powerful than the thing that's like this and cost $5,000, and tens if not hundreds of thousands of people have the chance to see it, and you don't have to spend any money to buy commercials or newspaper ads to get them to see it. I mean, do you know what I mean? I mean, it would not be understood 2 decades ago, and that is what I'm excited about. I mean, people, you know, people back then thought CDs were the greatest invention ever, and they changed the world, right?
Yeah.
Well, now they're obsolete, and one day this will be too. And I talk about why there's a lot of money involved in that, why there's $1 trillion in play for people to get a little piece of their action. So if they're passionate about what you guys call, rightfully so, football, mm-hmm. right? If they're passionate about, you know, that, or they're passionate about something I'm passionate about, boxing. You know, if you like Ricky Hatton, for example, right? If you love boxing, or if you like soccer or football, sorry, or gardening or yoga or wine, the fact that you can use WordPress or Tumblr or Movable Type or anything to build a platform for free, and the fact that you can then go use Twitter and Tumblr and Facebook and leave comments on blogs and forums for free and build a business that allows you to make $10,000 or $20,000 or $100,000 or $400,000 a year, instead of doing that job that you hate, well, that's game changing. And to me, I'm going to scream loud about that.
Brilliant. And what would you actually say? Because so many people don't think they have a passion. What would you say to them?
What do you do when you have free time? I mean, what do you do? What do you do when you're not sleeping and working? Are you watching television? Fine. What are you watching about? Are you watching the cooking channel? Or are you watching the sports channel? Or the music channel? Are you outside climbing rocks? Are you painting? What are you doing? That is your passion. Because that's when you have a choice to do anything, and you decided to do this. Are you going to movies with your husband or wife every night? If that's what you're doing, maybe you need to start a movie review site. It's all there, but people don't want to work as hard as I do. I'm going to always win, and I'm going to give away all my information for free, because nobody watching, none of you guys are going to outwork me, not one of you. And that's the defining moment that people need to understand. Who's going to hustle the hardest? And the only way you can hustle that hard is if you love it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you've got to really love it, and then you can work that hard. And I think that's what I want to get people to understand. You've got to find what you love that much.
All right, you brought up a really good point about working hard, and you know, you've got to crush it and hustle. And I read your sample chapter, and it mentions the Wii, and you shouldn't be playing, you shouldn't waste all your time. You got to get on it and hustle and do what you have to do. What would you say to all those people, myself included, who play too much and not on the ball all the time?
I have no problem with you playing, because you probably need a balance, right?
Yeah.
I needed to play a quick game of ping pong in the office today because AJ was talking trash and I had to beat him. You know, so we need escapes. But I want you to understand this. If you are playing Wii for 4 hours a day, or if you are watching, you know, football for 10 hours a day, you're not entitled to complain about your job. You're not. You know, everything has a price. You know, I'm jealous that you get to play the Wii so much. I'm jealous that I'm not fishing all day today or laying on a beach. But there's a price to be paid for success. People that are looking for shortcuts, which a lot of you right now watching are, SEO, affiliate, all this stuff, they're shortcuts. You know, if you want to build a real business, it takes years and years and years. And it takes lots of passion and lots of hard work. There's no 1 hour quick. There's no 4 hour work weeks. You know? And I love Tim Ferriss, because Tim Ferriss works about 44 hours a day. So, you know, the fact of the matter is this. Find what you love, because then you can work that hard. I have no problem with people playing the Wii or doing that, mainly because that means I'm out hustling them and I'm getting their cash. So keep playing.
I love that. All right. Okay, so I also run a young entrepreneur site, and because of that, I have a big readership with lots of young people. What would you say to young people at school and college that want to do something in business?
Yeah, don't listen to your parents or your teachers or anybody else besides yourself. If you're entrepreneurial enough to be watching this man, to be part of this community or listening, that already means that you have something different. Why did you seek out to be with me in the first place, right?
Yeah.
That means you've already got it. You've already won, in my opinion. What you're not doing now, the next piece is to understand how right you are. Don't listen to your elders because they've been around longer. Listen to yourself only. And if you do that, you have a far higher, greater opportunity to cash in. Because too many people think they're too young. Well, I don't get it. Maybe let me listen to mom and dad. Or let me listen to the professor. They've been successful. Be more successful. Just listen to yourself. So since you're part of this community already, you've already got that interest, that taste, that hunger for entrepreneurial success. Don't listen to anybody. Listen to yourself. Work extremely hard. Don't get discouraged, because entrepreneurs like us, we fall, but we get up. It's like the best boxers are the ones that get knocked down. Those are the best guys. Not the guys like Roy Jones Jr. who never gets knocked down, and the first time he gets punched hard in the jaw, he falls and he never gets up. You know, sorry, Roy Jones. You know, not Kawasaki. I know he's undefeated and all that. I want to see him go, well, actually, that's not true. I'm wrong. Kawasaki got dropped in the first round against Bernard Hopkins and got up. Those are guys I like. You know, the entrepreneurs get knocked down because we're taking chances.
Yeah.
We're taking risks. But we love the game, don't we? And just keep loving the game.
Brilliant. And at the other end, we got lots of older people. This one guy in particular, he's 75, and he's just started his first blog about how he wants to climb Everest at 75.
I love him.
What would you tell those older people who think they can't get on the internet, can't do all the things that they can do to make money, and just have fun with their passion?
Yeah, I think that age is irrelevant. I think it's DNA. I know a lot of 25-year-olds that have no clue what the hell is going on. So you know, it's barriers. It's barriers of listening to your, you know, last question, parents and professors. It's barriers of listening to society saying you can't because you should be done. Nobody's putting me into retirement. I'm going to retirement when God says I'm going into retirement. That's about it. No society or case study or survey that you should be 68. I'm not listening to anybody but my heart and my soul that I want to do this. So, you know, that's it.
Brilliant. And you've had so much advice. You've given out so much great advice. What in particular would you say to anyone? What advice would you give out to one, if you had to give one thing?
Care.
Brilliant.
I think that people care about themselves too much. I promise you, if you care about your audience, how many people leave comments on a post of yours?
Sometimes in the hundreds.
Okay. How many of those people do you use WordPress?
Yeah.
How often do you do this? Because this is what I do. The first thing, my top bookmark is this. And what I do is this. Successful than you are now, which is wildly successful.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, so many people forget about providing value and caring about everyone who comes to their site and to their business.
The fact that anybody is watching us right now is insane. People take it for granted. They completely overestimate who they are. They think they're big shit. You're nothing. You need to remember that. And neither am I or you or anybody else. We're lucky that other human beings respect our thoughts and ideas enough to spend time in our communities, and we need to cherish that gift and that opportunity. And it's not, you know, as big as, and listen, I'm going to be big ass. But as big ass as I'm going to be, I'm going to be, and sometimes people think I'm a big ass too, but as big as I'm going to be, I'm never, ever going to forget where I came from. And that's a very big differentiator. The reason I'm winning is I care more than my competitors.
Exactly. All right, cool. So we've mentioned WordPress and your blogging. So what would you say to those people out there who want to do their own video blog? Because you're at the top of the video blogging world right now.
Make sure you're good enough to do video. You know, do what you're good at. You know, if you don't like video, then don't video. If you like writing better, great. If you like audio better, great. Do what you're good at. You know, I think a lot of people, you know, when you're a turtle, don't try to be an elephant. So first decide, just because you hear videos working and flip cams are cheap and people like me are doing well, this is my domain. I'm cozy with this camera. I want to make love to that little cam. That's my environment. You put a pen and paper in front of me, I mean, the reason I was able to do my book was because I dictated the whole thing. That's why the book's doing so well to the long lead magazine writers, because they're like, holy crap, it sounds exactly like you. Hell yeah, because it's exactly how I talk. The ghostwriter just fixed the grammar, right? So I think it's imperative for people to understand that they're good enough to do it, and if they are, they need to understand it's not about the lighting or the makeup or the camera. It's about what you give, and it's not even so much about what you give here in the content, it's what you give in there for the community. It's very obvious to me that I laid out those principles in the book.
Brilliant. And actually, you touched on another good point about you started with blogging when you came online, and we recently featured Gary in a list we did about 20 people who started as blogging and now doing so much more. And you're releasing your first book next month, I believe. And what would you say to people? Because that's one thing so many people want to do, is they want to write a book. What would you actually say to those people out there?
Don't try to write a book.
Okay.
If you focus on your community and you focus on building your brand, the books will come to you. You know, books will come to you.
Brilliant. And what about personal branding? Because that's pretty much, you're pretty much the guy.
That's the game to me.
Yeah.
To me, that's the game. Because, look, I was a wine guy, but it was about Gary Vaynerchuk, right? And then when I segued into talking about business, people were like, huh? Plenty of people were like, stick to wine, you douchebag, and all that. But the fact of the matter is, many more came with me. And I think that's very powerful to understand. You can't call your thing TwitterHouse.com or the FacebookConnectWorld.net. Because you're associating with something else. It needs to be about you. My last name is impossible. My name's Gary Vaynerchuk. That's no present. But the fact of the matter is, because I own it and it's about me, people know I love business and I love wine and I love the Jets. and I love root beer, and I love WWF wrestling and boxing. I mean, it allows you to show multiple tunnels to your personality. You know, because if I go now and start a Jets website, it's not going to seem weird to people because they already know what I'm passionate about.
I think everyone who follows you, that's actually a question I was going to ask, is you love the Jets and you also love wine. If you had to choose...
Oh, the Jets. I give up wine in 30 seconds. And I love wine. But the Jets are my religion.
Yeah, really.
I mean, honestly, I wish I was like you guys. I truly should have. I mean, I was born in Europe. My parents screwed up. I am, by DNA, a football, a real football, a soccer fan. By DNA, the way I am, I'm an anomaly in the U.S., fanatical. I fit right in Europe when it comes to soccer because I would punch somebody in the face. I mean, I get crazy. I lose my mind.
Wicked. All right, and if you could jump in a time machine.
Yeah.
Go back and change something. I know there's so many things.
That's a great question.
I know there's so many things, like, it makes us who we are with our mistakes,
yeah.
But if you could actually change one mistake or one thing and do something differently, what would it be?
Yeah, I would approach Sergey and Larry and try to invest in Google. Because I know I'd make money and then I could buy the Jets. I mean, you know, the funny thing is I live very non-regrettable. You know, I don't do bad things because my parents raised me well. And I've made mistakes, but I'm an entrepreneur and I like that. And my mistakes were the things I didn't do, not what I'd done. Because when I choose to do something, and this is big, if you've stuck around long enough to hear this or watch this, here's going to be probably the best thing I'm going to tell you. If I've ever decided to do anything, Corked, VaynerMedia, this gourmet food site I'm about to launch, I did it with the purpose of enjoying and learning about the process, not how much money you made at the end. I made the decision to do it, and the second I made the decision to do it, I had already won. I wanted to do this because I wanted to learn. And it's never been the best financial, you know, decision. It's the education decision. I need to learn this. Let me take my bruises. But at the end of the day, I'll be better off for it. And most people are too thin-skinned to take bruises in our society today. Love the process, and the results won't matter.
Exactly. I mean, I always, one of the things I always think about when I'm doing my sites and doing new projects is the money's just a byproduct, you know. The main thing is doing it. Having fun.
The challenge,
the challenge. Oh, the challenge,
right?
Is the best.
The challenge is the game. It's a game. It's, you know, money is shit, except I like the fact that it allows me to count points.
Yeah.
You know, it's points to me. I agree with you. That's why you're successful. If you love the game, you're going to win. If you're chasing cash, you've lost.
Exactly. All right, just to end the interview, you've been asked so many questions, you know. What would you want to answer? One question you haven't been asked before, what question would that be?
A great question.
And then answer it.
I probably would want to be asked something that allowed me to elaborate on the fact that I know I got really lucky with my DNA in liking people. You know, and I like when people, you know, it makes me feel good when people are like, after 6 months of knowing me, like, oh crap, man, you're like a really good guy, huh? You know, that's what I live for. That's what I wrote this book for. That people, I wrote this book for one reason. For February 2010. You know what's going to happen in February 2010? I'm going to start getting emails from people saying, dude, I read your book in October, and this hot winter I've been doing what I've loved and been hustling, and I'm making 10K. I'm not ready to quit my lawyer job, but my ski blog or my skateboard site is on its way, and I think I'm going to be quitting by this summer because I've been making enough money. Thank you. You changed my life. That is the only thing I did this for.
Brilliant. So legacy.
Legacy is greater than currency. My favorite video I've ever done for myself.
All right. Brilliant. Thanks, Gary. This is Michael Gary from IncomeDiary.com. Wicked.
Did a great job.
Cheers. Thanks very much, man.
My pleasure.
It's been great to come see you and...